All right. Welcome to the Honors Podcast. My name is Mukund Desibatla. I'm a physiology and neurobiology and Spanish double major. I'm here with Vinayak.
Hi, guys. I'm Vinayak Mishra, studying molecular and cellular biology with a minor in Spanish. And
we're here with Thomas Shao. Tom, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. My name is Tom. I'm a senior majoring in physiology and neurobiology and with a minor in statistics.
All right. So, Tom, so I heard that you participated in the SURF project this summer. It's a SURF grant, and you conducted some amazing research focusing on observational learning that can better help understand disorders with social learning deficits. Would you mind talking about your project a little more?
Yeah, I guess I'll start with, like the application process and how I just like first heard about SURF and why I wanted to apply. So I heard about SURF way back in like the end of my freshman year, and I always wanted to like apply to one of those research projects, and I think it'd be like a really good way for me to connect with a mentor and really like take charge in a project. So I know with a lot of undergraduates they're working with or below like a PI or like a grad student, and I think with my project I was able to work alongside a grad student and also like take ownership with my project.
Right.
So this project kind of centered, like how you said, about observational learning, and we used rat animal models, and that was used. So we've done observational learning in the past with our lab, but never to like the degree of so much data collection. So with our project, we were able to design a paradigm. So in the past, like we had used like a simple T-maze where rats would basically line up in front of each other and then see what the other rat is doing before them and then just replicate what they were doing, basically. But with our task this summer, rats were watching those tasks that changed every behavior, and they were able to watch this like hundreds and hundreds of times within one training session. So that like helped a lot with like the power and the quality of results.
That is really interesting. And I just had a question. So how would you already mentioned that working working under a grad student in the SURF project, it was different than your past experiences in the lab. Could you expand on that? What was different about this experience?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think with previous like research I did in the lab, it was kind of just mindless tasks of just me following what the graduate student was doing, or like participating sometimes in lab meetings, asking a lot of questions, but not really knowing like how do I further develop this project, or how do I really take it into my own hands. And I think with the SURF project, I was able to have like these one-on-one conversations with my graduate and mentor, and also translate these into a proposal that I wanted to present, not only for a SURF grant, but also like for future conferences like Frontiers, and also like potentially a thesis or a paper.
That's really cool. To me, it sounds as if originally you were kind of doing a lot of mindless tasks in research, which is in the end, like that's not the goal. Like when you go into a lab, a scientist is working alone and that kind of stuff, right? I guess my question is, what kind of role do you think like mentorship played in you being able to develop like your own project and then be able to go out and then developing your own proposal, as you said, and then apply for the SURF grant, and then
and even present.
Like, present, right, at conferences.
Yeah, I think a mentorship plays like a key role in all of this. I think finding like a professor who you can really have like an open conversation of what you want to do in the future, also certain goals that you have, not just only as an undergraduate, but also like professionally, potentially. That's really important. And I would say a lot of the ownership, while a lot of it does fall onto the mentor helping you and supporting you through this process, a lot of it is definitely on the student, as like you're really the one that wants to seek out these research opportunities. So you should be taking the initiative and like going forward and like taking or like going to like information sessions. Specifically, there are SURF information sessions. Also, with regards to SURF, there are office hours that you can go talk to staff from OUR and like get your proposal reviewed and everything. So it's like a lot of the ownership is, like I said before, it's taken upon yourself to make sure that you're doing the proper steps to make sure that your project is being funded and also ultimately completed.
That's really amazing, and I think it is truly remarkable that you were able to take so much in your hands. But at the same time, there was a lot that you didn't know. You were venturing into this gray area, and this was last fall, I believe, when you or the surf proposals due February of the year, I believe. So what exactly was the process? Like, how did you engage in these interest sessions, and how did you end up working towards a proposal nearing that deadline?
Right. So I believe that the surf proposal opens up in December and ends sometime like early February. And like how I mentioned before, I'd always read about like surf proposals and like surf projects before. So I kind of had this idea at the beginning of last year and brought that idea over to my mentor right after Thanksgiving break. And he was really excited about it because he had also had this idea that we could create this project and like potentially use this project as a thesis moving forward, and having the opportunity to completely run it on my own alongside like another graduate student. So that conversation started like around finals week, and we kind of set out a plan of over winter break, I would get this proposal done, and right when school started, we can hit the ball running. Like, I would review it over with him. I would meet with OUR advisors because they were really instrumental in like having my proposal meet their standards. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like a back and forth with me meeting with Eitan, my mentor, and then me meeting with Jody Eskin, my OUR surf advisor.
Right. I guess it sounds like you took a lot of initiative by yourself trying to reach out to like the OUR mentors and then also your grad student, that kind of stuff. Going back to like your project that you worked on as part of the SURF grant, what was kind of like the focus of the project? And if you could like summarize like the end result and where else would the project go from like what you've discovered so far and how that kind of applies to like real world situations.
Right. And you also mentioned that you talked with your mentor about culminating this project into a thesis, and how do you plan on pursuing that this year as a senior?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the thesis or so the project is mainly looking at like this behavioral task. And we really wanted to see how these rats are learning and to what degree they are learning by observing through like animals before them. And we were able to grab like tons and tons of data throughout the summer. And it's actually ongoing with like the data collection this semester. And thus far, we were able to see like these rats are learning through the observation of each other in this new task. And like it's shown to be a lot more powerful than any other observational learning tasks that we've done before.
And
and potentially like we want to use these rats and like look at the neuronal networks that take part in like how are they learning through observation. Are they using a special part in like their hippocampus to learn like where the other animals before them are going, stuff like that.
And just to clarify, what is this observational task that they're doing, like just to explain a little bit to our audience?
Yeah, so the rats were set in two operant chambers. So an operant chamber is like just like a clear box that then they're set side by side from each other. And the idea is that this rat is looking at the rat next to them. And there are special lights on the ends of these boxes. So they're called cue lights. And these cue lights are basically what they sound like. They cue the rat to going into whatever area of the box they want. So
right.
There's these nose pokes where the rat will just poke their nose into. And then there are lights inside of it, and if the light lights up, then the idea is that the rat goes to that light, and we want to, and the idea is that the rat in the next box, it sees that rat and goes to the same area.
I think that sounds like a really interesting project that you put together with your mentor, and I believe I was actually reading your abstract, and you mentioned that this this observation could lead to a better understanding of disorders such as autism and schizophrenia. And I was just wondering, what applications can you see from your research this summer under SURF?
Yeah, I am actually really interested in the area of how we learn, also like the area of memory. So I think this project in terms of how children are learning or how children can potentially learn, because like the neuronal organization of rats and humans are quite similar. And I think in the future, when moving forward with this project, looking at the different neuronal components in the rat, that can give us like a better understanding of how children minds work, how children are better able to learn, stuff like that. That kind of ties in with some of the work I was telling you about at the Yale Child Study Center and everything like that.
Right. I think that's really cool, and it seems like a really innovative project that can help us better understand different social learning deficits and that kind of stuff. I know there's always like some type of hindrances that show up in people's ways when they're either applying or like getting like scientific research done. I know I have in the past. What would you say was kind of like a point that kind of either hindered you or made you like rethink about your project, either in the proposal part or like when you were writing your thesis or experimentation or like further directions, any of that?
Yeah, I think it's definitely important to know, like, when you're writing all this stuff out, it seems gorgeous, like it's perfect. Right. And it's something that you think will work like absolutely fine. But when you're actually like in those experiments, I was able to see like these rats are taking a long time to train. So like it's going to be taking a long time for rats to see those lights and respond to those and know that that's where it needs to go in order to get a reward. Right.
Right.
And also it's going to take a lot of training for the observer rats who are observing these like demonstrator rats mm-hmm. to know where that rat is going and see that the area it's going, they will need to go in as well in order to receive those rewards. So I think when like writing through the proposal, I had always known that training would take a little while, but it was like throughout the summer it was really hard because training sessions took a lot more.
Right, like actually doing it just seemed like it was a more difficult or time-sensitive. Right. I guess to kind of wrap it all up, it just seems like you've done such amazing work and you have also like amazing future directions for your projects. And what would you say is like your two cents on students that are incoming to UConn or like students who really want to get involved in research? I guess like what can they do to put their best foot forward and try to like exercise this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, get really involved in research on campus.
Yeah, no, that's a really good question because I still remember like 3 years prior I was looking to get involved in research because it was something that had never really been brought to me in high school. But coming to UConn, like a primarily research-oriented institution, I was able to, or I wanted to take advantage of the opportunities that it has. And I think a lot of it comes with networking, mm-hmm. not only with like professors that you have in class, potentially they can set you up with a faculty member that they might know, but also with like peers. I think peer-to-peer learning is one of the most powerful learning aspects that we have at UConn. That's like why I think this podcast is like a really good idea of getting like peer student-led research out there to like the broader public. I think with networking there are a lot of mentorship opportunities. Like I know that we are all part of the honors community and like some of us are involved with like mentorship and stuff like that. I think taking advantage of just like reaching out to someone that you know has done this research, not being afraid to just like say, oh, this research is really fascinating. Can you like talk to a little more about it to me? Stuff like that.
Right. To get a better understanding of it.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, we really appreciate your words. I think that was definitely something that we're excited to pass on to the audience. Right. I had a final question. Not everyone gets a chance to do SURF, but How do you think your experience over the summer helped you grow as a leader? Because you did take a lot into your own hands, and I think that is truly something valuable that people would want to know. And I don't think it is, like you said, there is definitely a lot of mentorship, but it is really an extraordinary experience that shapes you as a leader. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, like how you mentioned before, I think it doesn't even matter, like, if you have, like, a surf grant or if you have led a independent research project or have gotten funding for it. I think just making sure that you're attentive with the project, making sure you're asking a lot of questions to your mentor and graduate student really shows a lot of initiative in you as a student, and it kind of shows, like, the capacity that you want to learn. So I think making sure that you're always thinking about how these projects can be better, what you can always be doing better, kind of creates that leadership quality inside of you.
All right. So thank you again, Tom, for sharing your story with us. We really appreciated being able to ask you about your involvement this summer, and we really appreciate that you had a lot of advice to share with everyone.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. When I first heard about this podcast, I was, like, really impressed with what y'all are doing, so it's nice.
Yeah, and if you guys have any questions for Tom Shaw, we will have all of his information down below if you want to contact him to learn more about his project, or if you have any questions, any of that kind of stuff. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to help.
Thank you. Thank you again. I'm Mukund Desi Butler.
I'm Vinayak Mishra.
We'll be back next week.
All right.